Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Final hour of the program, sans Fred Davis. He has left to the fifth floor. It is just going to be Trevor and I, keeping you guys locked and loaded on this Friday night. I hope none of you guys are on 65.
75.
75.
I guess you don't drive 75 very often, do you?
Dude, I don't drive a bunch at all.
Okay.
Well, I drive to the gym, I drive to the station, and I drive to get food. That's really it. I'm not much of a just driving around town. That's a thing that I haven't been very good at, and just knowing directions. But there is, I'd say, 9 police cars stacked up right now on 75 and Fitzhugh. So if you're going north, is that north, south?
This would be heading south.
If you're heading south, I would go a different way because it looks like they're barely letting cars through. So make sure you guys are safe tonight on a Friday night. That is my, that's what I want as my birthday gift. I want all the Tolos to be safe, everybody listening out there, to have a good little evening and make it to the weekend. Don't be on DFW scanner like our boy Lucius would say. If you missed it, the Cowboys report of guys that are in and out. No CeeDee Lamb. No Tyler Booker, kind of the ones we knew about with the ankle injuries. Tyler Guyton, your left tackle with a concussion, will not play. So we can heavily assume you'll see a dose of Nate Thomas at left tackle. Malik Hooker at safety will not play with the toe. So we're going to see my boy Wanye Thomas out there, who I thought did good in the couple snaps he got last game because he stepped in for Malik when he was hurt in Green Bay, or against Green Bay, excuse me. So I'm excited to see some more Wanye Thomas. I think another kind of talking point when you think about it is Malik and Donovan Wilson, the last two and a half years, have been pretty subpar at the safety position. I want to know from the Tolos, would you think about picking a safety in the first or second round? Because they haven't done that since 2002 when they picked Roy Williams.
I don't know if that's ever going to happen ever again.
You got some good safeties.
That's fair. But, you know, again,
they don't value the safety.
He doesn't value it. How? Let me ask this. How worried are you if we lose this game? And I hate to be negative right out the bat. How worried are you on this team if we don't beat the 0-4 Jets?
I would love for the Tolos to ask that question. 877-881-1053, the D&M Leasing Hotline. If you send your calls in right now, you can answer that same question Trevor just had. Are you worried at all? And if they do lose, what do you predict the Cowboys season to look like after that? If you lose to the Jets, your season's over.
We're not going that far?
Not record-wise. And, I mean, you'd be 1-3-1. It wouldn't be great. But just vibes. If because at that point, the only win you have is against a quarterback who got benched for Jackson Dart.
Because, again, my thing is we have so many injuries. Like you said, I mean, it looks like – I love what Fred said. It looks like a MASH outpost. Like, it does not look good.
Also, Kevontae Turpin with the foot will not play. I think that's an underrated big miss because not only are you losing your wide receiver two now, mm-hmm. with CeeDee obviously already being out, you're also losing your kick returner. Now, other guys can go back there. This is me guessing. I think we're going to see some Jaden Blue back there. I would assume they want to give him some explosiveness back there.
I'm excited to see. I really hope because, like you said, you're a Jaden Blue guy. I'm a Jaden Blue guy. Go Texas. Great. Awesome. But, man, I've wanted to see this. I want to see these younger, I think running backs can do things that just because you're not picked high, they're still going to be, they can be great. Now, again, the way we've talked about him all this season and the way, you know, you get the coach speak, that's what's scary. But man, I hope, if we lose to the Jets, this is going to be a tough one to swallow, if you ask me.
Some other guys that are banged up. Tyler Smith with the knee. That's probably the biggest injury on the report that I have seen this week. If Tyler Smith is not able to go, you have to not reshuffle your game plan, but you can't go in with the exact same game plan with Akeem Adeniji at left guard than if you have an all-pro at Tyler Smith at left guard. So I would love for them to continue running the rock like they have. They've been a top 10 offense in general when it comes to passing, running. Their success rate, they're in the top five in almost every down of success rate, which is crazy, especially me saying that because I hated on Javonte Williams. Did not think he was going to.
I was not excited about this guy.
I was not inspired. And I think most of the Tolos listening are in the same place. They were not that excited about Javonte. Fred, shout out to him. He called it. He said, Javonte's going to ball this year. He's going to have a Rico Dattle like you. And I said, what? There's no way anybody. I said, nobody combined will be as good as Rico. And I have been proven big wrong with that. Javonte Williams just looked phenomenal. You think he can make the Pro Bowl?
I think the way he's playing right now, absolutely. I think that he might be the only, Dak, okay, I'll give Dak.
Tyler Smith.
Dak. That's what I'm saying. Like, there's some Brandon guys that need to get their flat. Well,
who's our Pro Bowl players? Brandon Aubrey. I think Dak is stamped right now. There's no way he doesn't make it the way he's playing football right now. CD, I don't.
That's what I'm saying. The injury with CD, depends when he comes back. If George Pickens decides to ball out
right here,
if George
keeps playing like he did last week, he's going to be in the Pro Bowl.
Absolutely.
Because guys like AJ Brown
might be all pro if he plays like that.
So you got George, Jake Ferguson, maybe he's leading in fantasy points right now for all the people that care about that. Tyler Smith will make it. Brandon Aubrey will make it. Does anybody from your defense make the Pro Bowl?
Maybe Trayvon.
Nah.
I'll say this. Trayvon played. He had really great. You said PFF. He was the highest ranked, right?
Mm-hmm.
That was the other night.
He was the second highest ranked defender, highest ranked secondary.
Because that play on, what was it, fourth down or third down?
Talking about on the goal line
screen,
where there was a bunch of scrambling.
And he blew right by that guy.
That saved the game because that made the Packers have to kick a field goal. That was similar to Micah Parsons getting the sack. Air quote, mm-hmm. on Dak Prescott that stopped him from getting in there. Those were two game-saving plays by players that are heavily talked about, Diggs and Parsons, that made game-saving plays. Now, neither of them were perfect throughout the game, but you want your players to make players make plays when it matters most, and that's what Trayvon did.
That would be the only guy that I would even give a chance at this very moment. Maybe Deron Bland if he comes out and he balls the rest of the season, but that'd be the only guy that I would say.
And then if you've missed, we've had about three the amount of baseball content we've done this week has been exuberant.
I'm proud.
We had our boy new manager Skip Schumacher will be the Rangers' new head of the snake. Over there in Arlington, Texas, I know Jared Sandler was geeked for it. I already forgot the guy.
Kyle Seeloff.
Kyle Seeloff, that's his name. I really like that guy. I would get a beer with that guy.
I liked how he used so. And this, I'm going to go back to. He used a quote from Shorzy, and he said, "This guy hates losing more than he loves to win."
Mm-hmm.
And I think that to me, for a guy like Skip Schumacher, that is the biggest thing for me is like, I hate losing. I'll take it on the chin, but I want to win, but I hate losing more than I love to win. And I love that he hates losing more than he loves to win. And I'm going to stand on that for a long time. I'm going to use that tonight for TSN. It's going to be great.
Well, speaking of hating losing, that is what's going on in Carolina. Interesting story right here. Meow Mix. Nice. M-E-O-W-M-I-X, Meow Mix.
Chicken, I want liver. Meow Mix.
I don't know what Trevor's
liver.
Doing.
You don't know that jingle?
I have no idea.
You don't know the Meow Mix jingle.
What is Meow Mix? I'm reading. This is the name of a podcast.
I want chicken. I want liver. Meow Mix, please deliver. You've never heard that jingle?
I think you just made that up in your head.
Well, if I did, that's a million-dollar deal right there.
Meow Mix, a popular Panthers podcast that started in 2019, is shutting down indefinitely. Now, why do you think it's shutting down? I'll tell you why, but why do you think it's shutting down?
Well, what are the Panthers' record this year?
They they beat the Falcons.
Okay.
30-0. And that's it.
That was the weirdest game. That was such a blip. That was outlier if I've ever seen.
You're going with their record?
The Panthers stink.
Well, they're shutting down indefinitely due to the team's poor performance.
Oh, wow.
The podcast announced, and I quote, can no longer justify the time spent away from their wives and children on Sundays.
That's wild.
Imagine your team is so bad that a local podcast said, we are going to quit our jobs because covering the Panthers is not rewarding enough from taking time away from our wives and children. We would rather not do this. So I don't know if they're going to continue podcasting, if they're going to go in the corporate world. I just had to share that with you guys because I don't think I've ever heard of a story like that.
Well, riddle me this. This is blowing up. I mean, this is a random Carolina Panther podcast that nobody probably, you didn't even know what Meow Mix itself was.
Dude, so they came back.
That's what I'm saying is that this is getting more publicity than they've probably, and I got a Bleacher Report about it. So
maybe this is a marketing ploy.
Hey, if it works that way, dude, I'd come back roaring. Are you kidding me?
Because if the Panthers win on Sunday and then Meow Mix makes like a social media post, we're back. Dude, it's going viral.
We're back, baby. Bryce Young. We're back. Rico Dowdle.
Speaking of back, Micah Parsons was back in Texas on Thursday. Where do you think he was? Where do you think he was spotted at? He was in the DFW at an event.
I'm going to say this is probably like a prior thing
This was live. Someone took a video of Micah Parsons in DFW at an event.
I'm saying like a prior engagement that he already had chosen to do with the Cowboys. So let's say, because I didn't hear anything about this. Let's say he's at a hospital event, something like
one. And I'm assuming that's a great question. If you have prior kind of off the field community events you have to do, and
like
then you get traded,
things that you're,
I'm assuming you don't have to keep flying back to the state and doing
things.
That's
what I would assume.
It might be like a one-off thing, like, hey, this a make-a-wish kid, and you're going to come see them. This is their last person they see before they pass away, or this is their last wish. That would make sense if you flew back for that. But I don't think like regular community events you'd have to do. The correct answer was the State Fair of Texas.
Oh, shoot. Okay, well, then the heck yeah.
Micah Parsons was in the DFW Thursday night. A fan caught a video of him shooting basketball at the little carnival games with all of his friends. So it's nice to see Micah still a Dallas fan at the end of the day. Still likes being in the DFW.
I wonder if he got him a corny dog.
Probably.
I hope so.
I need to go to the State Fair and Oktoberfest.
I went Tuesday.
To which one?
To the State Fair. And I went Saturday to Oktoberfest. Okay. I mean, I don't drink or anything.
You did both of those already?
Yeah.
Wow, I'm over here like getting excited, like I want to do it. And Trevor's like, did it last weekend?
I had buddies in town on the weekend. And so we went and hung out and walked around for hours and watching people, you know, do their German thing.
I'm going to ask you about State Fair first because I'm more excited about Oktoberfest. State Fair, what time of day did you go?
I went in the afternoon. I always go early.
What does afternoon mean to you?
I got there at 12.
So like right at noon.
Yeah. I stayed there for like 2 hours.
2 hours? That's it?
Well, because
like most people are at the fair 5-6.
Because usually. I go.
You're a frequenter?
Yeah, I love the State Fair. I love going and seeing the weird stuff. One of my buddies, ex-wife now, she owns
Did we get any callers? Are people blowing up the phone line or do they just hate us? Okay, I'm just making sure.
Then nobody wanted to love on it. So.
Nobody wanted to talk to us.
But I'm a big fan of the fair. I love going. I wish we, because last year we got free tickets and I wish we would have gotten something.
That's a great point. This year. What's with the no free tickets for students anymore?
I don't know that. And I've seen a lot of stuff on social media talking about
how. I don't know if that's political
how,
or not, but.
Well, I don't know.
I just saw that they're not giving away tickets to students anymore. I didn't really read much more into it. I didn't know if you knew.
But supposedly people aren't going as often this year. And it seemed pretty. Again, I went early in the afternoon.
And it wouldn't have any people?
And it seemed busy, but it wasn't like I can't walk anywhere. You know, I know nighttime's crazy. I can probably go look out the window and see the Ferris wheel going and everything.
Who
like
did
that,
you go with? Just guy friends? Just by yourself.
I went alone.
By yourself to the fair. You've got all of us and you didn't text us. You just went by yourself to the State Fair of Texas.
You know what? I never even thought about that. No. Kevin wanted me to take a shift and I told him that I was already going. Mm. And so now I feel
best
bad.
Best thing you ate at the State Fair of Texas. What's some of the new food that you ate?
I've been burned too often by new food.
You didn't try any. That's one of the things about the State Fair is try all the new food.
It's $26.
That's like the fun part of it. You know what you're getting yourself into.
But
you're
save money. I know what I'm getting in a corn dog from a Fletcher's corn dog.
Go ahead and mark that.
Hey, yo. Nice little foot-long dog. Wow. Nice wiener and some corn.
Okay. Anyways, you went to Oktoberfest. Mm-hmm. Where is Oktoberfest located? What city?
So I went to the one in McKinney.
Is that the only one in Texas?
No, I'm sure they do several ones. I mean, obviously, there's in you go to Bronzeville, there's huge ones.
What's the big one? What's the big one? Like, I want to go. That's why I'm asking.
I think, would be the biggest one because that's an actual, like, German town.
Okay.
So I would say down there.
Was McKinney, like, who was, like, was it the right, I don't know, like, did it feel German or did it feel like
cosplay? Oh, it felt very German. I mean, they had all the, well, it's always funny to see people, you know what Lederhosen is, right?
Heard of it before.
I'm sorry if anybody's German out there. It's the goofy outfit.
I know the outfit. Yeah.
And the hats and stuff like that. And I don't know. I was sweating my, you know what off. And I don't drink. So like, oof, that's not my thing. Like, I'm not going to go out there and drink a bunch of bread because that's literally what you're doing with beer. Like
Eggenstoggen.
But I had some bratwurst and those were great. But again,
bratwurst.
I got the meat sweats big time. So.
Okay, so what do you do at Oktoberfest other than dress up and drink beer? Is it like carnival rides?
There are carnival rides there, but most of the smaller ones, like, they're just little itty bitty kid rides. So it's not like when you go to the fair where there's like a giant Ferris wheel or a giant tilt-a-whirl or whatever the case
is. So who should be going to Oktoberfest? Like, what demographic?
Absolutely 21 or older, like, would be perfect, I guess. Yeah. But there's still kid stuff to do, I'm sure. I mean, there was a ton of stuff there. But again, I just walked around, want to hang out with my buddies. That's literally the whole reason.
Do I have to dress up if I go?
Absolutely.
Was everybody dressed up?
No.
What percent of people were in classic German attire?
I'd say 10% were in classic
German. What?
That's it. Yeah.
No, if I'm going, I want the full German experience. I want everybody dressed up. I don't want to be, because I would dress up if I'm going. I'm not going to lie. I would get all into character, get me some beer. I don't know the name of a German beer, but. Is there a German beer that's popular that we drink?
I mean, I know Bex is a German beer, but I have no idea. Again, you're talking to a
text
guy
in your
that
favorite
drink.
German, ism.
German. we better be careful with that because there's probably some Germans out there that maybe still have a tie. I don't know.
I want to go to Oktoberfest. I'm sad that you went to the State Fair alone because you deserve better than that, buddy. I mean, I'm sure you still had a good time.
Oh,
but
you've got friends
that would have gone with you.
I wanted a corn dog. So that's why I went to the State Fair.
Did you ride any rides?
No, I'm not a rides guy.
So you walked in and got a corn dog and left.
I love going and seeing all the it's like a farmer's market.
Yep.
And I love going to see what weird crap is there.
A little bit of people watching?
That's exactly what it is. I love to see all that junk that's going on.
Okay.
I love to see that they do some museum stuff. I didn't walk by it because, again, like, I just was kind of just there. I paid way too much money to just be there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
2 hours, though, unfortunately.
Okay, people are saying go to the new Braunfels has Wurstfest in early November. What's that?
Wurstfest.
Okay.
Wurstfest is like it's bratwurst, so Wurstfest.
And Lederhosen is the pants.
Lederhosen.
Lederhosen. That's the pants, people are saying.
And that's like the brown. It looks like you're pulling up like overalls. It looks like overalls.
They're no longer handing out free tickets because they would hang. Someone said they would hang out all day, not spend money, and cause trouble. Someone said the tickets don't get used, so they're no longer giving them out. I don't know. I don't know the reason behind it, but give the kids tickets, man. The state fair needs to come back.
Because it's not about just the kids. It's about the parents. You get the parents to go. They'll spend money.
They'll spend money.
Who cares if you're on your one day of school, your free day or whatever? Like,
and that's
who
just
cares?
And that's just one thing that makes Texas better than every state. We have the state fair. Kids are off school. Kids are getting tickets and big tax. Like, why are we taking that away? Come on, man. Well, what we're not going to take away is more ball talk. On the other side, Anthony Davis, according to our boy Grant Absis, he said it on the show. But in case you guys missed it, he put it in his article, Dallas Hoops Journal, and now it is going viral on Twitter. Anthony Davis is going to be used in a Domantas Sabonis-like role. Do we like that for the Dallas Mavericks, as well as a little bit of good stories from Trevor coming up next?
This segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car or truck wreck, call Frankel first. 214-817-333-3333. With Frankel and Frankel, there's never an out-of-pocket cost, and they only get paid when you win. Frankel and Frankel, the go-to car truck wreck attorneys in Dallas.
We're going to be discussing how Anthony Davis is going to be used in the new Dallas Mavericks offense. We know Jason Kidd and Jay Trina have been working tirelessly to figure out the new schematics of how the Dallas Mavericks will look this year. Before we get to that, I do want to give you this little Laker update. I know you guys are still somewhat tuned in to the Lakers. I know it's out there in Los Angeles. LeBron James and Luka will not play in the preseason opener versus Suns. Now, you know I love quizzes, Trevor.
We love them here.
What do you think is the reasoning for both of them? What do you think is their injury designation? Take your best stab at it. They both have different ones. LeBron and Luka will not play.
Luka is a calf injury. And LeBron is on that one, correct?
Incorrect.
Oh, incorrect.
Yes.
Oh, well. And then LeBron is?
Lucas is four letters, if that helps you out. Four letters.
Foot.
Rest.
Oh, my gosh.
And then what do you think LeBron's is?
I'm going to say rest, too. They might as well.
LeBron's is 5 words for his injury designation.
Giving.
Oh, where are you going with this?
That's what I was saying. I was like, Trevor, where are we going to this?
I'll help you out.
Yeah, please, gosh. Oh, my.
Nerve irritation in the
back?
Glute.
Oh.
Nerve irritation in the glute.
Sciatic? A little sciatic action?
What comes to your mind when I say nerve irritation in the glute for LeBron James? Don't
answer
that question.
Immediately think sciatic because that's where you're. Sciatic nerve would be, I guess.
Glad you had a grown-up answer for that. I'm very proud of you, Trevor.
Well, I was trying to go not grown-up earlier, so that's why.
This guy's a grown-up. Anthony Davis for your Dallas Mavericks. We know he's going to be wearing the goggles this year that he has to. He's been told, mandated to wear for the rest of his career. He even talked to some of the Dallas media and said that he has a couple of different pairs. He expects to break a couple, go through a bunch. It's just going to be something new he has to get used to playing with. So I say all that to say this. Maybe take us under his first couple games.
He's getting used
to the goggles. I would take the under. That's just he's speculating about a month out, but
speculating. Wink, wink. Is that a whole little specs?
You lady. See, Trevor's I like you more than Fred.
Now,
we got this right here. The Dallas Mavericks plan to use Anthony Davis in a Domantas Sabonis-like role on offense. And now you might be asking yourself, Blake, I haven't watched a single Kings game. What does that mean? Well, I got you. I have watched plenty of Kings basketball. It was nasty. But one thing that they did do well, and I mentioned this a couple days ago. If you're a fatty, you're already going to hear some of what I was talking about. When we had Grant on, they pushed the pace. Whoever gets the ball is gonna be the guy bringing the ball up the court. They don't care unless it's kind of your center. Now here's the catch 22 on why this doesn't look great for the Mavs, or at least doesn't add up, at least in my head. The Kings, when they had this Domantas Sabonis like role and pushing the pace, and also a big part of it was Sabonis was the hub. That's a huge buzzword in basketball right now. Kind of everything goes through you. If you look at NBA leaderboards and touches, I think that's a very important thing. Like, not necessarily points or assists. Like, who's the guy that has the ball in his hands making stuff happen? And, like, Trae Young's always at the top. Jokic is always at the top. Giannis, Luka. Like, these guys are just ball dominant. Like, SGA was towards, like wasn't top five, even though he led in points. Like, he was just, when he got the ball, he didn't usually pass it and get it back. It was like, I get the ball and I'm a scorer, or I pass and I'm not scoring this possession, if you will. Another guy that led, was top 10 in touches, was Domantas Sabonis. And the hub of having him on the elbow, getting the ball to him, and letting the offense... Think about the Nuggets as well. I'm sure a lot more people watch the Nuggets than they watch the Vikings. than they watch the Kings. And how Jokic gets the ball on the elbow, turns around, and he's kind of being the point guard from there. And he might even get it a little bit extended, free throw line extended, top of the key, and kind of run the offense through there. And obviously, it's not every single play. Jamal Murray is going to set some stuff up. De'Aaron Fox, an inverse for the Kings, is going to set some stuff up. But you're running the offense through the hub of your big man who has great touch for the game, Jokic, Sabonis. And the Mavericks are going to try to do that this year with this report, per our boy Grant, who we trust. Are going to try to do that with Anthony Davis this year. Here's the problem, Trevor. The reason, at least I think, the Kings offense thrived, because their offense did thrive. Now, their defense, winning close games, we can talk about that another time. But just their offense thrived. They're one of the best offensive ratings, I want to say 2 years ago, number one offensive rating in all of basketball, like better than the Warriors when they were dominating. They didn't have a center. Their center was Domantas Sabonis. He was the tallest guy on the court. So if he got the rebound, he's pushing the ball up the court. If you watch one Kings game, you've seen Sabonis get a rebound and he pushes the ball. He doesn't pass to someone else. He becomes the point guard. And whilst I think Anthony Davis can do that, one, he's just not as quick, I guess, as Sabonis. Like, he is athletic as anybody gets. I mean, he's 6'10 and can handle the rock, dribble, the whole nine. We know all that. But I don't see Anthony Davis and Sabonis profile as the same player. I think of Sabonis quick, witty, has a nice touch, has a nice little floater game. Anthony Davis, a little bit more stagnant, a little bit more, I'm going to play my game, back you down. Obviously, we know he loves to shoot threes, even though it's not at a very high rate. I don't know how you can do this hub-like thing when you have Derek Lively and Gafford standing 2 feet away from you at the free throw line. Because you can do that in Sacramento. Because he's the biggest guy on the floor. Everyone else is spaced around the three-point line. Obviously, you might have a guy cutting, guy low block. It's going to happen every once in a while. But for the most part, he's the big guy on the floor. There's no one else clogging up the middle. With the Dallas Mavericks, unless there's a new report that Derek Lively and Gafford are going to be on the wing this year, they're 2 feet away from Anthony Davis. So I still think this can work. But I definitely, when I see it, I don't see a one-to-one. They're just going to run the Kings offense, because we know Jay Trino was part of that Kings offense, and he is now part of your Dallas Mavericks coaching staff alongside Jason Kidd, Phil Handy, a bunch of different other guys. So what do you take away when you see that report of using him in a Sabonis-like role, and do you think Anthony Davis will thrive for the Dallas Mavericks this year?
Well, I think it's the same thing like where he was talking about he's rather be the four than the five.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Correct me if I'm wrong, in college, he was very ball dominant in college, correct?
Who? Anthony Davis?
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he has the skill. He has the ability to be that guy. We've seen that. We know that. Heck, we saw him travel the ball up the court whenever the few games that he played last year. But again, the comparison of Sabonis and Anthony Davis, I would not put them in the same realm. And so seeing him do that, I don't know if I'm that excited, because again, that was a different team. The Kings were a different team.
And also, Sabonis is one of the best passers in the NBA. Like, this guy is on triple-double watch every single night. I don't have the numbers in front of me. I'm sure he was close to top of the league in assist. Anthony Davis, to me, doesn't profile as this proficient passer. I'm not saying he's a bad passer, but does anyone say Anthony Davis is always just finding the open guy and is just on the elbow, just dotting the defense up?
Well, yeah, and I agree. The same thing that you're saying there is, like, I just wouldn't put them in the same sentence as these are the same players. Like, I wouldn't, like, AD's more powerful. He's kind of trying to back somebody down, like you said. Like, that's more of what his game is. Again, he's got ball control, but I'm curious to see what this would even look like.
And he's not a great screener as well. Sabonis was fantastic at the little dribble handoffs, setting the screen and rolling off it or popping to the 3-point line. So I'm very curious to see how Jay Trino and Jason Kidd can put together a new look offense, because it is going to look different. No Luka, we know about that.
Yeah.
And no Kyrie for half the year.
Yep.
So just giving the ball to those guys and saying make something happen, five out and just work. That worked for a while, and you got to the NBA Finals. You're going to have some kind of scheme. You got Cooper Flagg, and you got a lot of depth. And what am I trying to say? What is this?
It's like what ifs. Like width. There's a lot of okay width. Yeah, yeah. Okay, I see what you're saying. You got this. You know, the wingspan is huge.
Over here, thinking people could see me. I'm stretching my arms out. You got a lot of width.
If they're watching on the fan cam, you know.
It could Dallas fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. But just a lot of questions about this Mavericks team. I'm very, very, very excited for it. But this is one of those when I come out, I'm like, okay, they're cooking up something. In Vancouver, they've been going through training camp. If you haven't seen the social media videos of the Dallas Mavericks, you're missing out. They've been pumping out a good amount of videos. Cooper Flagg has looked phenomenal, blocking shots, dunking on people, hitting threes.
That's what I want to see, man.
Come on.
Fred has got me hype. Now, again, I don't know if he's in the stratosphere that Fred has him, but next Luka, next, next LeBron, like, boy. Like, if that's what it is, if he's even close, the Mavs could be scary once Kyrie comes back.
Okay, I'm going to save your good news, everyone, segment for the last segment, because I do want to give a preview of the college football games that are going on this weekend. I know a lot of us are geeked about that. Okay. We've got Iowa State, the Cyclones. She moves everybody. Number 14th in the country. They're 5-0. They're going against the Cincinnati Bearcats. That should be a fun one. That's going to be at noon. You've got Illinois, who had a bad loss last week. They're 4-1, going against 2-2 Purdue, also at noon. Wisconsin at Michigan at the Big House. Michigan, obviously, did not have a great performance last week. They're ranked 20th in the country. You got Kentucky at Georgia. Georgia coming off that Bama loss. We'll see. They should be locked and loaded against 2-2 Kentucky. Texas at Florida. DJ Lagway versus Arch Manning at 2:30. We know Ben Troop and Fred will be geek for that one. Are you expecting a big game from Arch against that Florida defense?
I hope.
1-3 Florida, by
the way. The way that Florida's been playing, like, they look like hot garbage. Like, they look like dog water.
They do not look good.
The Arch hasn't looked phenomenal either.
2-4-4 win teams. Now, Virginia does have an extra loss on the schedule. They're ranked 24th in the country. They're going against Louisville. That's a 2:30 as well. We got Vandy going against Bama. Bama, huge win. They're 3-1 on the season. Vandy undefeated. This is our only top 25 matchup. Miami and Florida State. So we only got two top 25 matchups, and this is going to be one of them. Bama at Vandy. Who you got in that one? Bama 3-1, Vandy 5-0. Alabama's favored by 11.5.
I was listening to some stuff earlier today about, like, how Bama is gonna dog walk these guys. And I don't know, I can't name the dang quarterback for Vandy.
Pavia,
that's what it is.
Like, Diego?
Was it SEC comeback or SEC something on Netflix? And just like that kind of guy, man, he's just got that I want to win no matter what mentality. And so, again, I've heard a lot of things about Bama, but Vanderbilt and Pavia, they could do something.
No, they definitely can. Give me Ty Simpson and the Crimson Tide, but I think Vandy covers. They're an 11.5 point dog.
I just wanted to be close. I'd be happy with a close game, because I think that'll still bring talks to Vanderbilt.
I think
sure.
We all would be happy about that. 3-1 Boise State going into Notre Dame. 2-2 on the season. They're still, even though on at a 500 win percentage, 21st in the country is the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. You got Penn State. Didn't go too well with their whiteout game against the Oregon Ducks last week. They're still 3-1, 7th in the country. They are going against 0-4 UCLA, who looks horrific once again. Penn State is favored by 24.5. That game is at 2:30. You got Oklahoma that's going to wipe the floor with Kent State. They're favored by 46.5. You got, here's a good game. You got Tech at 11th in the country, 4-0, going against 4-0 Houston at 6 o'clock. Tech is favored by 11.5. That's a game I know all of us in up here in the Silver Boot will be excited for. Minnesota traveling to Ohio State. Ohio State favored by 23.5. Ohio State, number one team in the country. They've looked phenomenal all year.
Good old Ryan Day.
Then you got Mississippi State, 4-1 on the season, traveling to Texas A&M to take on the Giga Maggies. Giga'em, 4-0 on the season, 6 in the country. They are favored by 16.5. And then the final game, 6:30 at night, Miami, 4-0. Goes out to Florida State, 3-1 on the season. They are 18th in the country. Miami by 4.5. Let us know what game you are most excited for this weekend. Another good weekend of college football. Me and Fred will be on at 2. So some of those games will be over. And then obviously some of the games will be going on while we are talking. One more segment. Good news, everyone, coming up. A little fantasy football. A little drops of Fred and Blake. And maybe some inspiration to get you ready for the weekend. Coming up next.
This final segment of The Fan After Dark is brought to you by Classic Chevrolet. If you're in the market to upgrade your vehicle, get to Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealership in the world. They got more new Chevys than anyone, all priced to sell. Silverado, Tahoe, Blazers, Malibus, Equinox, and more. Visit ClassicChevrolet.com. This is Texas. This is Classic Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. Relax and enjoy the difference based on new Chevy registrations 2023 and 2024.
I'll tell you something. ChatGPT can be the best and worst thing. I gave it the quote. The piss quote that I gave last week, and I said, give me more quotes like this to see if some other ones fit in. This is the first thing that it says. Talk your talk, don't walk in circles. That's not a good quote, ChatGPT. I'm trying to give the people some inspiration. I do like this one, though.
Wait, the piss quote, the one where you said, like, don't stand in your pee, but
this is the quote. Piss in the sink, don't sink in your piss.
Interesting. Okay.
That was the quote. And another one they gave me, spill the tea, but don't drown in it. I think that's a way of saying you're allowed to gossip, but don't let it consume
you. That's actually like that. That's, you like that one? That's okay. I'm not big on spilling tea, but it is what it is.
What about this one? Ride the wave, don't lose the shore. Don't want to make you think?
Ride the wave, but don't lose
the shore. Enjoy a good time. Ride the wave. Enjoy what's going on.
But don't go too far out. Like,
but don't lose the shore. Okay. Don't forget where you came from.
All right.
I'll give you one more and then I'll...
That's good. No, I like that. That's actually all right. I think that's okay.
Speak your truth. Don't choke on it. Is that like saying be proud of who you are, but don't be...
Don't be overly boastful?
Yeah.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't love that one, but that's fair.
Touch the money. Don't let it touch your soul.
That's weird. Like that. Yeah, I don't know.
Run the game. Don't get played by it. I don't even think that's a quote. He's just talking.
That sounds like something Triple H would say.
Okay. Enough of me giving terrible quotes. I almost said something I shouldn't say. Good news, everyone. You've got a fun segment where you get us ready for the weekend and give us some good news. Trevor, I couldn't ask for a better last segment.
You know what? Sometimes all you need is a little good news, right? Here we go.
I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
Speed, no! Tell them to put it backward! Tell them to turn it around!
Who likes good news? Everyone? Then good news, everyone!
Good news, everyone! Welcome into Good News Everywhere, a segment where I just want to spread some positivity, bring some good news into the world, and have Blake, I guess, react to some positive things that are going on right now, you know?
I'm a positive poly, so glass half full kind of guy.
Let's get in here. So I try to pick stuff that's going on in the world of either like medical or like...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, helping the world, things like that. So I found some cool things. So let me ask this, Blake. Do you have eye problems or anything like that? Are you got 20/20? Are you good?
So I have no idea what my vision is. I am on my driver's license that says I need to wear glasses.
Oh.
And I can't have eye drops in my eye.
Like no saline is allowed to touch your eyeballs?
No, I can. I'm just a little girl about it.
Like, oh.
I used to have to be...
So it's not that it can't touch your eyes, it's just you won't let it.
I won't let it. I used to have to be held down and threatened to get grounded for my grandmother to put eye drops in my eye.
Oh, then this is great for you.
No, here. I was the worst kid you could imagine when it came to my eyes. I wanted nobody to touch them. They were so sensitive. I thought a gun was going off in my eye. We just need to put some eye drops in. I was like, no. So... AKA, if my eyes are ever red, it's not because it's the Oski-Woski. It's because I can't put eye drops. So it just is what it is.
Okay. So if for the first time ever, Blake.
Yes, sir.
Surgeons in Canada put teeth in patients' eye to restore their sight.
Teeth? In their eyeball.
In their eye. So this is wild. So what they did is, a surgeon in Canada, he removed somebody's canine teeth. Now, why... Canine, I don't know. I assume because it is more of a solid tooth, but they removed their canine teeth.
Okay.
They put a lens inside the canine tooth, and then they put it whichever. And this woman had complete blindness. Like, she could not see at all. They implanted it into her eyeball. Now, the reason why do you put teeth.
So, does she still have her eyeball there, or did they take the eyeball out of the socket?
They kept the eyeball in the socket.
Okay.
Everything, like, so she'd had no vision with the eyeballs and everything that she, the lenses that she had. So what they did is they removed
now
the tooth.
This might be rude to ask, so just cut me off if I am. But people who are blind, do they still have pupils?
Well, yeah, of course they have pupils. Okay. Like, you still have your eye. It's just like, for whatever reason.
That was a dumb question. I don't know
why. But.
Just white?
They drill a hole, put the lens
that
inside.
That sounds painful, bro.
Well, I don't know why. I know why they use somebody's tooth because, anti-rejection medicine, when you get a different piece of something put in your body, you have to take anti-rejection medicine. This is how they get around that, so your body doesn't reject the eye. And they implant the eye, and it works completely fine now.
So how does her eyeball look? Does it look like a regular eye? And we would never know unless we knew the story, or does she have a tooth hanging out of her eye?
So I don't have pictures here from this article.
Mm-hmm.
But what I have is that this is how they did it. They implanted it into the eyeball. Now, I'm sure it looks different. Because again, like, you're not like,
tooth in there.
You know, you don't have cones and rods
but
going
also
on.
Also, it is white. If they put it near
the brush
pupil,
your teeth, maybe. You, I mean, if you don't, maybe it could be a little off.
So you said it's a canine, so it's a dog's, right?
No.
Oh, your when you own said canine, I thought like you were talking about a dog
no,
this whole time.
No, your canine teeth, because they don't want the whatever they put in there to reject it.
Was it her tooth?
Her tooth, that's... because again, it's got to be their body part putting into another part of their body.
I'm going to say foul.
No, this is good news. It gave her sight back. Like, is that not amazing? Is that not awesome?
I'm going to say foul. And I'm
no,
stick with that.
No, this is awesome. So cool. They're trying to do things with all kinds of stuff. And so this happened earlier this year, back in February. So again, it's just something cool that I think is amazing. That's brand new. That's coming out. I'm absolutely about it.
G.O.D. makes no mistakes. And if you wanted this lady to not have vision, then I would keep it like that.
All right. Well, here's another weird, cool story that I think is fine. Toothpaste made with hair naturally repairs tooth enamel that the scientists discovered. So they're using actual hair.
What is it with you and teeth, man?
Brother, I both of them happen to be tooth things. Reddit is an amazing place. I just want to say that before we go anywhere.
More of a core guy.
Yeah, which is fair. But positive news on Reddit. Go check it out. So they're taking sheep's wool. From sheep, so hair that has keratin in it.
Okay, I know what keratin is.
Keratin helps you grow your nails and your hair and all that fun stuff. That is what they're using in toothpaste instead of fluoride and all that kind of stuff.
Fluoride's bad, right? That's what they've been trying to take out of toothpastes now? I'm pretty sure.
Is it bad? I don't know.
I think there's been a lot of marketing with that. They're like, I don't know. Maybe it's good. I don't know. It's just a buzzword.
They're trying to get it to this point. So they've done it with these studies where it's stopping decay, because that's one thing we can't put back enamel. We're not able, like, we don't have anything that is able to do that except for keratin, like our stuff for our hair and our things. So they're saying that with this, having keratin in the toothpaste is helping rebuild enamel on people's teeth that have, you know, rotting teeth, or, you know, whatever you want to call that.
That one's a W. Fair. I'm with it. I'm all for advancements in medicine and in our bathroom toiletries. So if they're figuring out a better way to make toothpaste, I'm with it.
So you won't put saline in your eyes, but you'll put hair in your mouth. Is that what you're telling me?
I've done it before.
It's late. Last cool one, at least. I have a few others, but this is the last, like, really cool one. Have you ever not returned a book?
Yes.
From the library? Have you been in the library? Like, I don't know
if I should be saying this, but my textbooks from UNT, I never returned. And they would text/email me all the time.
You rented them?
Yeah, I rented them.
Was it cheaper?
I'm assuming.
I would hope so.
Like, I'm assuming at the time, I was like, oh, I'll just rent these and take them back. And I had graduated college, and I was like, you have an overdue balance of like $300. And I just never paid them.
Hey, send it to the creditors and let them worry about it. Yeah, who cares?
Yeah.
Anyway, San Antonio, their public library got a book back into their presence.
Okay.
82 years after it was checked out.
There's no way. That person returned it that checked it out, or do they not know?
There was a note left on the book because they just had dropped it off. Somebody had
I was really into this book, and I just, after 82 years, I think it's time to give it back to the people.
And there was a book that said it was checked out in July of 1943. Check it. And it says after...
What was the book on? I got to know what the book was.
Hang on, I'll get to here. So it says, after the recent death of my father, I inherited a few boxes of books he left behind. And then there was a personal letter saying that they would not be able to return it because of the death that happened. And then it says, let's see.
Wait, the library didn't take it?
No, the library did take it.
Oh, they said it couldn't return it.
The funny enough, San Antonio stopped doing fines for books back in 2021. So you could take it out and you could just keep it forever and never have to pay a fine as long as you give it back or whatever. So it's an interesting
I need to know the name of this
book. All right. So it says the Cincinnati Inquirer. It's a complete guidebook to personal relationships of child, of the child with his family and outside world. So basically it's a book about how to handle personal relationships. So like if somebody makes you mad or somebody makes you sad, I'm trying to see if I can find the exact name of the
book. Is this like a bestseller?
Here.
Is this a niche book? Is this,
I don't know.
Is this a highly acclaimed book? Texters, let us know. Is this a book that everyone was trying to get their hands on and he was holding on to a gold mine, or was this the only guy reading this book? Who was the buy? Who's the author?
Hang on, let me scroll up.
I feel like maybe this is some gold mine that he was sitting on and he didn't want to return it.
It says 28 day book.
That's the author. 28 day book.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. Let's see. gosh, I'm trying to find this dang book. You're the okay. book, here we go, here we go. Your Child, His Family, and Friends by a marriage and family counselor, Francis Bruce Strain.
So a little counseling. So maybe he was going through some issues.
I mean, he's probably trying to get his, I mean, maybe he kept this, that book
maybe
for so
this,
long.
Maybe this was like his daily journal or daily, I don't want to say journal, but like he looked to this for advice.
He's doing the best he can.
And then when he passed away, the book was no longer needed. And they said, hey, we're giving it back to the people. You got a couple of funny cuts to play of me or Fred before we get out of here?
Yeah, I can get a couple. Give you a couple here.
Yeah, we got about like, what, a minute left before you can play one. Play one. Actually, no, you can play two.
This is probably my favorite one. Like, it, again, they're all really short, but this is probably one of my favorite ones of you.
Donate the kids, not the car. Wow.
That was
That's
your first live read, wasn't it?
That's
wasn't
a
that your first live read.
That was my, I was doing G-Bag. Oh, was I doing G-Bag? I think I was. Yeah, I was.
Yeah,
I was doing G-Bag because I'm doing the Cars
was,
for Kids.
Who was out? Was
everybody.
Because it was Broadus and you, right?
It was just me and Broadus.
Yeah, that's great.
It was literally just me and Broadus. I don't even, Lucius was here too. Yeah. Do you have another one?
Yeah, here's another one. This one's, I thought this is from a long time ago.
I'm a big fan of Shoulder Sweat. You can keep them rolling. We got another minute. You can play them.
And I know we're past 9 o'clock, but.
And just wait. Patrick. 9 o'clock is when I'm exploding. Wow. Do I really say these things? Are you using AI?
I'm not that good at it. I know you got younger guys maybe, but this Kevin's got a bank full of them. I mean, I think there's probably 15 or 20 of these.
Kevin's always trying to clip me.
Yeah, he wants to clip it big time. Here we go.
I do this experience all the time by myself, sometimes on the radio. It's great out of context.
This one's even better because it might be one of the experiences that you were doing.
It was easier to swallow. Like,
I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows?
Okay.
Who knows, Blake?
Okay. Well, you get two more. You get two more.
Two more? Then. Do you want me to give you a Fred? Here's
you
a
can
Fred.
Give me a Fred one. That's
here's
fine.
A Fred and Blake one.
Okay. Me and Fred love to role play. Okay. Why do I say these things? I have no idea.
All right
last one. Take us out.
And then here we go. This is something that you could do tonight. It would be great.
Are we kissing at midnight? Sure.
Well, I've got an hour and 5 more minutes while it's my birthday. I just want to say I appreciate you, Trevor. Appreciate Fred. Appreciate Gavin Spittle, Tim Collins for giving me a job here. It's now 2 years here at the Fan. Being here with great teammates has made this not even feel like a job. Just feels like I'm just hanging out with you guys and get to talk sports with the best sports fans in the entire world. Shout out to the Tolo. Shout out to the Fatties. I'm glad that me and Fred have been able to create this product, Fan After Dark. Follow it on the socials, and you guys have kept up and gave great feedback. And we just love hanging out with you guys every day. You'll get Fred and Blake tomorrow, 2 to 6:30. But until then, good night. God bless. And Tolos, we'll see you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.